the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. For God is not unjust. He will not overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. And we want each one of you to show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope to the very end, so that you may not become sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. When God made a promise to Abraham, because he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and multiply you. And thus Abraham, having patiently endured, obtained the promise. Human beings, of course, swear by someone greater than themselves, and an oath given as confirmation puts an end to all dispute. In the same way, when God desired to show even more clearly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it by an oath, so that through two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible that God would prove false, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to seize the hope set before us. We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. When I was a young, enthusiastic student, an old Dominican said to a group of us, do you know the most important virtue? A pause. What is the most important virtue? And we, with great enthusiasm and zeal, said, oh, charity or faith. Or... No, no, he said. Looking at it from my age, the most important virtue is that of perseverance. Abraham endured patiently. He was a man of great endurance, of great perseverance. And we need to be people who will persevere in the vocation in which the Lord has called us. And everyone has a vocation and is called. I often think of Peter, who after that calamitous Thursday and Friday got back on track. And at least he always stayed. He, as we say in the present jargon, he hung in there. And this is what we are called to do. Cardinal Newman wrote, God has created me to do some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but will be told it in the next. And I suppose it's particularly hard to persevere in one's calling today. My father and mother were both teachers. And they were teachers, that was it. They wanted to be good teachers. They read all the latest things on pedagogy. But it never entered their mind not to teach. We had living with us as I was growing up a close cousin. And she was a nurse. And it never entered her mind not to be a nurse. One might say that a teacher or a nurse or a doctor or a priest, they are vocations. And today it is harder to be a person with a vocation. I believe, I'm not sure of this, but I believe the average American has 7 different jobs in his or her life. And then we're always challenged by the consumer need to change and to go on. We have a car. We have a bigger car. We have a loft conversion. We have a sauna added to the house. Always something that we are not satisfied with in our lives. And so we have to thank God for our vocation, and we have to thank God for the grace of perseverance, that we will, in spite of the fact that today marriages are breaking down, priests are leaving the priesthood, religious are leaving religious life, we pray God that we will be persevering. And it is difficult. Perseverance comes from the Latin word meaning strict and stern. And it is hard to persevere. But with the grace and the love of God, we will be people of great perseverance.